Yes, indeed. Good evening and welcome to Article 5 Live. I'm JD, your host. We're here. We're coming to you live every Sunday night from the radio bunker somewhere in the formerly great state of Arizona. Thanks for joining us this evening. Well, as you know, our fine president of the United States was acquitted of the article of impeachment, incitement to insurrection or whatever it was. No great surprise. Even they only found seven ridiculously treasonous Republicans to go along with all the treasonous Democrats who have zero respect for the Constitution and absolutely no regard for law and order. So I suppose this is pretty good news, and President Trump had some pretty good things to say about all this crap. And it was nice to see him out in public and let us know that we were appreciated and our support for him was appreciated. These are good things, but I'd be lying if I didn't tell you we're in an absolute world of hurt here. The show I did last week, was pulled down off of YouTube with a strike for the truth that I uttered on the channel. So I'm not going out to YouTube tonight because I'm not allowed to. And I will try to speak in code so that I can later upload this transmission to YouTube, hopefully without getting another strike. So the point there is, it's not long for the digital platform. It's not long that the digital platform will not be available for me to come and see you guys. So we're working on some ways to get back on radio, and it's far more unlikely that whatever radio station's internet prowess is will be censored by the censors. You know, they have a little bit, few more layers of protection because they're more embedded in the bureaucracy through the FCC and whatnot. So hopefully we get back on the radio. Maybe we will still have a voice, but it is not going to be long. We're going to take this, my whole YouTube channel has been up for 6 years, down, all that stuff. Anyhow, it's really a shame. And whenever I want to talk about the medical tyranny, I'm gonna do it backwards. I'm gonna call it 91 DVOC. You'll know what that means. And I'm going to refer to the thing that they're trying to put in our bodies as the experimental. I'm trying to think of the word. It's the experimental mutagen. Biological agent. So it'll be EMBA, EMBA. When I say EMBA, you know what I'm talking about. It's, you know, some people will call it a vaccine, but I'm not going to use that word, okay? So we're not talking about vaccines. We're talking about the EMBA, experimental mutagen biological agent, okay? We're going to talk about, so those are the two code words I'm going to have to use to try and outsmart the AI that will continue to take down these broadcasts. But anyway, while I have the opportunity at hand, I would like to introduce to you a friend of mine, a colleague in talk radio and other circles, and a patriot and a fighter right along with you. He's been on the program many times, but I've been on his program many times. I want to introduce to you and bring you once again on this Sunday night. The D-Man is with us. How you doing, D? Are you there, sir? Hello. I know I made you wait 7 minutes, but are you there? Okay. It shows you haven't.
Hey, brother.
Hey, you are
can
there.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I can't hear you.
Now you can. You can't hear me? Oh, what's going on there? Okay, let me call you back. That's weird. You can't hear me?
I can't hear you on the phone. I'm watching you on Facebook, brother.
You can't hear me on the phone. That's weird. Okay.
You got it.
Well, listen. All right. Yeah. All right. So he can't. I don't know what happened there. The miracles of technology. Let me call him back. All right. We're calling back the D-Man. And now he won't answer. Oh, well. All right, D. What's up?
Subscriber you have called is not.
All right, we'll try that a little bit later. In fact, there we go. All right, you are on the air, sir. Can you hear me?
I got you. I can hear you now. What's up, brother?
Hey, thanks for joining us tonight. I don't know what's going on with that. You were on there, showed the call was still live.
Yeah, dude, there was great music playing, dude. I was rocking out, and all of a sudden it just went dead, and I said, oh, you put me on mute. So, but no big deal.
No, I didn't So what's going on? First of all, while I have you here, because I know you got other stuff you got to do, I wanted to get you to give us all a report on what you think happened yesterday. I'll just add this: after 34 hours of lying out there, you know what, to the whole country, all the Democrats got all their lying propaganda out in front for everybody to see, and then we got only 3 hours of the truth out. So that's 10-1 ratio lies to the truth about what happened during the last part of the Trump administration. And then of course, when they would find out that the Republicans would be able to call witnesses, they wanted to get the hell out of that impeachment stuff right the hell away. Your comments.
You're exactly right. They challenged them. Now, I was yelling and screaming the first couple of days with Trump's attorneys, to be honest with you. But would have I served it up differently on the floor? You're damn right. I would have hit them a hell of a lot harder. I think he was trying to be respectful, but he got everything out. Okay. And meanwhile, you're sitting there and all you have to do is look at these idiots. They're liars. They're haters. And they are the problem with America. Now, they're allowed to walk up. They're allowed to create problems. They're allowed to tell people to go riot. And it's being shown they didn't say one damn word because it's Trump's fault. Everything is Trump's fault. You know, it's a shame that this QAnon thing isn't a real deal, because if it was the real deal, these son of a bitches would be sitting in a damn jail cell. You don't go on a Senate floor and point blank lie. They lied about everything. They doctored the films And then they continued to lie after they were caught in the lie. And these are the people, ladies and gentlemen, that are making laws for you. So Donald Trump now, I saw something on Twitter with John Roberts from Fox News. Now Donald Trump is eligible to run in the 2024 election. You know, I don't know if he's going to run or not. I hope he does. There's some things that are very crazy going on right now that you look at and you don't think it's real. That, you know, and everybody, I'm telling you, man, I talk to a lot of people, and I have a lot of people, good people, people that are a lot more up in life and attorneys and everything, asking me, well, do you think Trump's going to get back? You know, because we're still living in this QAnon thing. The only recommendation that I would say that Donald Trump is going to get in earlier is to, if you're either, there's two things that could possibly happen. You could have a special election, but nobody's going to take the case so we can prove, you know, you got Lindell on there proving everything was proven as far as I'm concerned. But the deal is start looking for maybe possibly if there's some way somehow in 2022 we could get another election. But there is, I mean, if you start looking, and I'm sure you do, JD, because I know you do your homework better than any of them. You're starting to see that the truth is coming out in each state anyway. Things are starting to go to court cases and he's winning them. So, and it doesn't mean he's winning them. I'm talking about, well, looking in Arizona, for instance, where, you know, they were going to actually start arresting people. But as usual, you have one weak Republican that actually is a Democrat that was put in that position, you know, turned it up. But I do believe that the American people are awakened after watching this. Dude, it was a clown show. I mean, it literally was a clown show from beginning to end. And I'll be honest with you, I really didn't watch the Democrats talk because I start listening to them and less than a minute in, all they do is lie, try to catch you with emotions. And, you know, Raskin, he's a complete nothing. In the real world, that guy is a nothing, okay? You know what they would do? You know what they did to him in school? They drug him around by his ear and kicked him in the face. That's what they did to him. It's pretty obvious. And then you have the other idiot, Swalwell, right? He's going to come up when he's sleeping around with Chinese spies. These are the people, okay? And you got the other idiot from Texas. The deal is, these are the people that are running an impeachment. And first of all, how can you impeach somebody that's not even in the office? So, you see, I believe like what you said, because I did catch it when you went silent, I put it on Facebook. But what I do believe is, we'll use one of the words that I don't like, but it's an awakening. Now, the awakening, you know, I'm not going to say QAnon, but I think it could be an awakening. God is out there saying, you know, look at what's going on. And I do believe in God 100%, but God, you know, and I'm tired of people telling me, well, God is going to save your soul and God's going to save us. But when we're here on earth, we need to save ourselves.
Yeah. You know,
we need to figure out something, man.
Yeah. Like they say, God can move mountains, but you better bring a shovel. Okay.
You're exactly right.
That's what we have to do here to fight this evil. Now, isn't it interesting? You're a little bit younger than I am, but you're old enough to remember the bleeding heart liberals of the 1960s screaming question authority, right? Now they have all acquired positions in the government and in the establishment and in education and entertainment. And now they say, you will listen to global authority. You will obey, or we will re-educate you. They are publicly saying that people like you and I and 100 or 150 million other Americans need to have our Second Amendment stripped. We need to be put into re-education camps. And in a lot of cases, they believe we need to be eliminated off the face of the earth. And they've actually went public and said this. We are in the midst of an attack on normal people. Okay. I am white, I'm male, I'm heterosexual, and I'm Christian. That in there makes me top on their hunting list. But add this, I'm also a Trump supporter. So, dude, I'm dead meat.
Oh, I know. Believe me, I know. I see what's going on the internet. Believe me, I'm just as bad as you. I got people that don't even answer my phone calls anymore. So the bottom line here is we cannot, as they would say, you're not allowed to use the word fighting. Well, we have to fight for freedom. And you know,
you heard the collage. You heard the collage that they did to they it was like 20 minutes long of every one of the Democrats saying they got to fight. And this is the whole thing they tried to build the phony ass case against Trump on when he gave the speech after the Capitol was already breached. By the way, nobody even touched on the timeline that I know of, but that's a fact.
No, you're exactly right. And I'm going to be honest with you, like I said earlier, because I dive around because I get all excited when I talk. But the deal is, his attorneys came in and they loaded the guns with extra ammunition and they plowed them down. Like you said, they were out and they could have drugged this out and they could have did whatever. But, you know, that's probably something that I would have done. But that's because you and I are here and we want to hear it all. But he summed everything up pretty much right to their face. They rebutted everything pretty quick. And the bottom line is, I don't know if you saw that one interview CBS or whatever, with Trump's attorneys. They were actually trying to, run him for a circle and all this stuff. And he hammered her right to her face. So, you see, this is what we mean by fighting back, is when they say the wall. Remember, my saying is always the wall is white, but when they look and they tell you it's black, you're supposed.
Uh-oh. We lost you. All right, man. We lost your audio, D. Woo. I still have him on the line there, but we lost his audio. Yeah, okay. So what he's talking about is so true, and I was listening to some commentary along the same line the other day, and it's like Taming of the Shrew. I was listening to that mathematician break down all the things that made the election results absolutely impossible to have gone down that way without manipulation. And he referred to where, you know, you have to say that, the day. Oh, there we have it. All right, you're back.
I am. I don't know what happened. It just went off the air as I was talking. But the bottom line is if you don't agree with them, then you're the bad guy. When the reality, my brother, is they are doing exactly what Hitler did. And we're talking about using the media, using every form of department in our system. And, you know, you and I, we used to speak about this, and that now they have broken every institution in the United States. The only institution at this point, and in a week they could, and they're already blowing it with the people they're putting in, is the military. Once we lose the military, this country is over. Because,
which,
you know,
brings me
say,
to a comment that go is ahead, not going to make. Go ahead. Is not going to make a lot of my listeners happy, but it has to be said.
Yeah.
Right now, as we speak, every active duty military personnel, whether they know it or not, whether it's their fault or not, due to misinformation, every single one of them are in violation of their constitutional oath.
They are.
The entire military and anybody who takes the oath to protect and defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic, whoever takes that oath and is not acting to protect the Constitution right now are in violation of that oath. And the way I see it, from what I can see from the public part of things, I don't see the military acting on behalf of the Constitution against the worst assault on it in the history of the Constitution. So if you can't see that the traitorous individuals that have sold us out to foreign interests that are now in have control of the levers of power in Washington, D.C., and they bow to their globalist and banker lords. Our government does not work for us. They work for the government. I mean, they work for the globalists and they work for the international banking system. That's who owns the United States of American government. Now, after I just said everything, everybody just, went away. The broadcast lost all of its live viewers right now because nobody wants to hear the goddamned truth. We're in this situation because the people, first of all, the real reason we're in this situation, D, is the media. The news, the lapdog media that take the First Amendment, interpret it to mean they get to protect all the criminals that have stolen the levers of power from the people in the United States of America, and they claim protection of the First Amendment to do that very thing. All right,
and you're right.
And now,
let me cover something on the media, though, because I know you're going to leak to something else. The media, too, you people out there need to do your investigations on who the media people are dating and who the media people are married to, because most of the people that they are married to are involved in some sort of department in our system.
It's all in the family, baby.
Exactly. And that's, and like you said, the media is, and that's what Germany, that's what Hitler did. So go ahead. I just wanted to, because a lot of people don't know, go do your own investigations. There's really nowhere anymore, nothing to watch. You got to put JD on. There's a couple of other people. You could listen to me. I'm going to be probably doing something here real soon. But the situation is we need to start, doing your investigations, because I think a lot of the stuff that went on in what was good about this impeachment is people are questioning, why in the hell did we even have this? And why is he allowed to get away with lying? And why are they allowed to do this? And why are they allowed to do that? Because in a normal world, you'd be arrested on the spot, dude, for this stuff. And
right
on. The problem is they continue to get away with it. And you and I, how long have we been saying it? Until people have repercussions, until there's repercussions on these people, they're going to continue to laugh in the American people's face, and they're going to continue to commit crime after crime after crime after crime.
Yeah,
and
there's never any.
I can go on.
There's never any negative consequences for not just the media, but these criminals in the government. We have now John Brennan, who belongs, frankly, 6 feet under, but at least in federal penitentiary for the rest of his life, having a little thread around a cockroach head for a little pet there in solitary confinement. That's what he deserves. He's out there telling the public that they need to arrest patriots for being patriots. And we're putting up with this shit. Okay. I don't understand. I mean, it's unbelievable. We have the worst criminals that have ever been in any country's government are in our government right now, telling us that the people that actually know what's going on, they need to be locked up and they need to be eliminated and reeducated. Brennan even said, well, if you're a libertarian, we need to lock your ass up. That's almost a direct quote. And this guy is the biggest traitor that was ever part of the government, former head of the CIA. Are you kidding me? It's such a friggin' joke. And now I've pissed off my entire audience. Okay. Everybody went away because I said that the military is in violation of their constitutional oath, and they are. They and that's why we're in deep shit, because I always thought that when the rubber hit the road, that the police and the military would honor their constitutional oath. The trouble is all the good people got out of that, and they got idiots in there that don't even know what the Constitution is. I'm sorry, but that's how I see it.
No, you're right, brother. And you're, what your fans need to, your listeners need to actually look into is not that JD's the bad guy and the military's not the bad guy. It's the people. You know, I was talking to some military. That's a radically funny that you just brought this up, because I was talking to a couple of military guys the other day, and they are pissed in plain English. And it all goes to the upper people. So, you know, basically
they have to obey orders. But here's the thing. Yes. They don't have to obey unlawful orders. They do not have to. In fact, they are absolutely required to not obey unconstitutional orders. But exactly. I want to move a little bit away from the darkness there, because most of the military people, the vast majority that are not upholding their oath, are doing so because they've been misled about what that oath means and what's actually exactly happening in the country. So I don't need to pick on these people. They're wonderful. Most of them are heroes. Most of them are heroes. But what I'm trying to say,
they think they're doing the right thing, man. They think they're doing what they're supposed to be doing.
They've been lied to. They've been lied to. And the fact of the matter is, most people in the military are young, and most people in the military, as being a function of being young, and when they were in school, they didn't even have basic civics, because they stripped all of our education systems of all the things you need to know to be able to be knowledgeable about talking what we're talking about right now and understand how the constitutional oath works. They don't even get it. Plus, the news lies with impunity day in, day out, over and over again. And people think that that's right. But all that being said, I just heard a report that there's a vast, vast, vast amount of the military people that are refusing to take the 91D VOC injection, if you know what I'm trying to say. Yeah. There, I got to be careful how I say it. Now, the military are refusing it. That right there is enough to make my heart sing. So there is positive things going on as well. And I wanted to get that out there, because I'm not here to take and throw our military under the bus. But I do wish they would think about the people that are installed themselves, because we sure as hell didn't put them in there, in the government right now, who are not rightfully there, who stole this election. And frankly, our military needs to take a lesson from the military of Myanmar right now. Your comments.
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, and I know for a fact you back the military. We, I don't know if it was 3-4 years ago, we're talking about, well, they can, it was probably 5 years ago, but Obama could order the military to do this against the American people, and they're not going to do it. To where today, we don't know what they're going to do anymore. And that's where it's getting real scary, because technically the military should be arresting congressmen, arresting senators. We know damn well, okay, that this whole thing that happened down there when you were down there in D.C., my brother, this was all created by the RINOs and the Democrat Party. We all know this. This isn't something, and the evidence is starting to come out. Why do you think they didn't want to start calling witnesses? Did you see the sheet that Trump had? He was going to start calling all of these idiots. He was going to call all of the managers.
Yeah.
So it's just the point.
That's a very good point. And let me just expand upon that point you just made, because let me just tell you something. 1.5 million of us were in town. At least 500,000 people marched on the Capitol. And if our intent of the 500,000 people that marched on the Capitol on the 6th was to arrest or do harm to any of those pieces of shit in that building, all right, if our intention was to harm them or harm that building, every stone of that building would be laying in rubble right now, and every one of those people would be dead. 100% dead. If our intent was to do any of those people harm or that property harm, that would have been no problem, and there would have been no way to stop a 500,000 people that are as pissed off as we are wanted to do. And everybody knows it, okay? Everybody with any sense knows it. Instead, everybody showed great restraint, and he had 20 Jean Provocateurs go in there and try to incite. Those are the people that try to incite a big riot over there, and it ended up being a big fat dud because most people stayed within the velvet ropes. Some people took some selfies with the cops inside the Capitol. I mean, give me a break. Now, we had a couple of, but we did have up to 5 Trump supporters murdered, and they try to put that as deaths, a casualty of those, but one was done by the we think it was Chucky Schumer's private security that shot Ashley Babbitt in the throat, unannounced and unwarned, an outright murder of a Trump supporter. Then all the other Trump supporters that died, even the cops were Trump supporters, by the way. It's not being reported that way. But even the cops that died later of something else that they said happened related to the 6th, those people died. They died of something else. Like they say now that that one guy that they originally said was hit over the head with a fire extinguisher, that was all BS. What actually happened is he died as allergic reaction to the pepper spray and mace that was sprayed on the public where the wind blew it back on the cops. So how do you like that?
Yeah. The whole thing was a setup. So, and I believe that a lot of those Republicans were involved too, because we saw how they just stopped fighting. Even Congress, they just went on now. And the bottom line is other states didn't. The problem is we've been overtaken, man. That is our problem. And, Donald Trump's still running the country, and my ass, he's running the country, because go down to the borders right now and they'll tell you he's not running. And then I got good people, man, that believe this stuff. I mean, people that you would never think would think this stuff, educated people that make very good livings, and they're buying into that. Trump isn't running diddly right now. That's the problem. If Trump was running the country right now, you wouldn't have half the problems. You know who's running the country? China's running the country right now. That's who's running our country, and people should see it.
I would argue it's China's part of the cabal running the country, but it's actually being run by the International Monetary Fund and the Fraternity of International Money Bankers, and they've been running every one of our presidents.
Yeah, exactly.
Except ever since JFK, you've only had 2 real presidents, Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump. That's the bottom line. Now, how many years have I been saying that?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And here's what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to hope and pray to God that Trump gets in the next time, because I think he knows he made some serious mistakes the first time, and it wasn't his fault. This is somebody that was put into a position to where he thought once he was put into that position, he was the president and people were going to listen. I mean, that's the way it's supposed to be.
Well, that was the drawback of having a neophyte politically be able to take that position. That's the downside, because he didn't really realize how corrupt politics was. He knew it was corrupt on a certain level because he was in the back channels greasing the wheels on both sides of the fence to get his deals done. But that was really the extent of his political understanding. So he figured if he went in there with real solutions, he couldn't be argued with. He didn't realize he was going to face massive insubordination and massive treachery and espionage and all the other things that went on against our last real president since Ronald Reagan. So these things are well deep-seated. They've been there. Some would argue the main part of it happened after 9/11 or during 9/11 and onward, but I say it goes back to they had to get rid of JFK. I really believe that. So I think it probably goes back to the inception of the CIA. Is it might even, there's some people are saying it goes back before that, you know, and you could argue that the creation of the Fed started all this, or the whatever the hell happened in 1871 started. But, you know, but the thing of it is, we are so far afield from what we're supposed to be according to our own charter, i.e. the Constitution of the United States, that it is unbelievable and unrecognizable. And that's how they get away with it, because we have at least one generation, possibly two now, that knows nothing of the Constitution.
No, you're right. And the only way that we, the people, because everybody asks me, how can we fix this? There's only, you know, we can sit and we can vote for presidents and congressmen all day long. But we also need to, what we need to do is we need to start voting these regular people in positions in, you know, mayors. I live in Scottsdale, Arizona. We have a Democrat mayor that lied to me on Facebook, said, because I wanted to question him so I could get in writing. He said he was an independent, and then I find out and all this. That's a long story. But what I'm saying is the city, you also got to go and start doing the city committee people. We need committee people. It's got to, because how Soros did this is he conquered the country by starting off in cities. That's why our education departments are all screwed. I mean, in the state of Arizona, they have one rule in Scottsdale and another rule in Phoenix and another, you can't teach them this here and you got to teach them this. That's all baloney. The whole state should be, kids go to school for reading, writing, arithmetic, English, social studies. And meanwhile, they're teaching them anti-American rhetoric. And this is where, and Trump had their numbers, and this is why they tried to impeach him anyway, so he can't run again. The only safe thing that I see happening is, and you agreed with me, and I said the same thing, if Trump does not run in 2024, there's only one guy I see that is really even close to him, and that would be DeSantis. We need somebody that's actually going to go in there and do the same damn thing Trump did. But the problem is, even if we get a Republican Congress and a Republican Senate, that's another thing where the American people can't say, oh, well, I love, you know, Jeff Flake is saying the right thing, so we're going to vote for him. And those are the people we need to get rid of. We need just regular people, not politicians. Get rid of the lawyers.
Yeah.
I was always taught two people you never trust in the world are attorneys and car salesmen. And
they're the same thing, really.
I trust car salesmen over attorneys any day.
Well, I know a few good attorneys, and so I guess I know all the good attorneys. But anyway, just to go back to something you said, it was so important, and give you my take on it. It's something I've been saying ever since I've been on in the public, and that is, every 2 years we have the opportunity to get rid of 33 senators and all of the House, 435 members. We can vote them all out. But the problem is nobody even thinks about that until after the primaries are over. Then you're stuck with either the rhino or the communist.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. My message tonight for everybody is this. We have to realize that right now starts the primary season for 2022. We have to primary every single senator that's up, primary them from the right, whether they're a Democrat or a Republican, primary their ass out of office from the right. Same thing with the House members. Every single House member needs to be primaried out of their position from the right. I don't care if they're a good one. I don't care if they're Jim Jordan. Find somebody to the right of Jim Jordan and stick his ass in there. We need to get rid of all those people. Every single one of them has to go right now. Otherwise, this country is more than just over with. Because when you've got a military that has a prime opportunity to exercise their oath of that they take when they become military members, and they stand there and they don't do it, we're in big trouble, man.
No, you are. We are in big trouble right now. And this is, you know, I don't know if you, I'm just going to mention it because he's been getting a lot of hits, but I'm good friends with a guy. He's an attorney and he does these committee chairman And that's where you can decide on who is this one and who is this one, who you want a primary, who you don't want a primary. And you should check into, because, I mean, he's been on the Bannon show, and he's, like, been a massive hit on the Steve Bannon show. And just go check out, his name's Dan Schultz. I don't even know how you would find him. I mean, I got his cell number when I want to talk to him. But I know that if you get on the computer and you put something in, he talks about committee people. And these are, we have positions in Arizona. They had positions in, when Bannon was talking, he was basically saying that there's so many openings across the country and people were jumping into it. Now there is a state or two that, you got to do things a little differently.
All right. You're talking about precinct committee members. And yeah, these are the people that vote for the control of the party in each state, respectively, and it roughly works the same way everywhere. And I agree, it's great to get involved with that. Here's the thing. I'm pretty active politically, and I'm not inclined to do that. So the average person is not going to do it. And that's why they have each committee member has 20 or 30 proxy votes, because they don't have enough precinct chairman. So this is how the quote unquote GOP keeps the rhinos in power.
I know. And the thing is, like, you know, you, we want you to run. You don't want to run. People tell me I should run. I don't want to run. I'm a messenger. You're a messenger. And there's the people out there. And see, this is the problem that we're involved in right now, is the people that are running are friends of friends of somebody that we know they can be taken. Where I come from in New York, they call it on the take. So you give the guy a few dollars, you make him deals, and he'll do whatever you want. And don't worry, we'll get you elected. And this is exactly where we are at right now. And Arizona, I don't understand, because it's always been a red state. And now look at us. Look at the state, and you look at Georgia, and you look at certain states. Just like you said, we've got to start now. Yeah, I mean, you tell your listeners, we do have to start now.
Yeah, dude, because we have, if we don't win primaries with patriots and get these cronies out of there, we're screwed, because it doesn't matter. We'll never fix the election system unless we have to start, like you said, at the very basic local level, because that's where they stole it at. There's basically six counties that stole the election. I mean, if you think about it, it's Maricopa County. It's what Clark County in Nevada. It's whatever. What is it? I forget the one where Chicago's at, and, you know, Milwaukee, and the one where Philadelphia is in. Those counties, they stole the election. Because the rest of the state voted, by and large, the other way. So it was a surgical strike. It was very precision.
Exactly.
And I think they hit it. That surgical strike was done in probably a dozen different ways, so that it was hard to put your finger on one. There was so much evidence coming from so many different directions. Then the media just says, oh, that's been debunked. Well, no, it hasn't. None of it's been debunked, but they said it all was. And then the people that don't pay any attention to things, they call us, you know, sore losers and crybabies. Listen, I'd be the first one, D, and I know you got to go after this. I'll give you a final comment.
Okay.
I'll be the first one. If I thought that we lost the last election, or even the 18 election for that matter, but let's just talk about 2020 for a second. If I believed there was even the slightest possibility that the voting was even close to legitimate, I wouldn't even raise a fuss. I would say, well, we better get on our game and make things better. We need to do that anyway, but that's not even the point. The reason we're up in arms about this election being stolen, because this is escalating every election cycle on an exponential level. Yeah. That means there's never going to be a fair election. We don't jump on this and get it taken care of right now. There's nothing left to do but open the ammo box, and I don't want to do it. Your final comment, sir.
Yeah, my final comment, brother, is you were going to say exactly my next thing. Until we fix the ballots, anything that we do to try to fix these to get the right people in, it really doesn't matter, because they're going to continue to cheat. and they're whittling away at every single county now. Now you need to get rid of the machines, and you got to go back. And it's a shame that we have to do it that way, but people can't be trusted. So I'll leave you with this. It needs to go to paper ballots, fingerprint, and hand count. And if we do that, I guarantee Donald Trump wins by 100 million votes.
God bless you, my friend.
Leave you pretty good, brother.
Thank you so much, D-Man, for being with us here on Article 5 Live. I appreciate it. And you have yourself a safe evening. Say hello to the missus, and we'll catch up soon, brother.
You got it. God bless you, and God bless your fans, brother.
All right. And there we have it, everybody. The D-Man from the Talkin' One Rockin' Radio Show and many other things. Thanks for being with us. Really appreciate it. And once again, we'll get to your comments a little bit. We have Mr. Walmart's Wi-Fi. Hello, sir. I have a question. And what would that question be? Go ahead and put it in chat. And hi, Leslie Daly. Good to see you on tonight. And thanks for being there. And thank you, Dale, for being there. And Lisa Kelly, thank you. I'm glad you're here. And Mike, is always wonderful to see you there, sir. And I hope I didn't scare a lot of people off saying what I did about oaths and things like that. But let me just say that the Constitution has been crapped all over, and there isn't anybody that took an oath to protect it and defend it from enemies, foreign and domestic, that is doing a damn thing about it. And prove me wrong. I'm waiting. That's right. Yeah, exactly right. They're not doing their job. They're not upholding their oath. And like I said, I don't really blame them a lot, because many of them are young people that weren't properly educated, or they were miseducated, or just flat-ass lied to. So many of them, I would venture to say most of them, do not know that they're in violation of their own oath. They don't look at it that way. So, but it is encouraging to see that a vast majority of the military are refusing to take the 91 DVOC experimental mutagenic biological agent, the EMBA, as I like to call it. The EMBA is being refused by most of the military. This is a cool thing. EMBA, experimental mutagen biological agent. And that's what that thing is. And many countries are either restricting or eliminating that from happening in their countries. You're not hearing this in the mainstream news. If you want real news, you have to go to other sources other than U.S. media sources, because U.S. media sources are very selective in what they allow you to get wind of. And of course, social media, for the most part, completely edits anybody saying stuff that is against the left's narrative. And somehow that's supposed to be okay in a free society. Well, I hate to tell you, maybe they have some technicality that they're getting away with that on. Oh, it's a private company. We can't tell the private company what to do with their own private company. These companies have more power than our government. And we're allowing that. That means all the power in the world is in the hands of a few people. That is not what's meant by private property rights. Trust me. That's not what's supposedly protected by the Constitution. But because most lawyers are such pieces of shit, you don't get anybody fighting for this. Are the people that, you know, you've got lawyers are judges. You know, judges are nothing but graduated lawyers in most cases. So most of them are on the take. So you take a logically winnable case, a good lawyer, to a court, And guess what? The judge says, "Ah, you got no case." Because of their crookedness. The biggest, latest example is Texas filed a class action lawsuit against, or not a class action, but filed suit against the six other states that mishandled their election laws. They didn't obey the Constitution of the United States. Article 2, Section 2 gives plenary power to the state legislatures to change election rules in the several states. And in every one of those six states that Texas filed suit against, there was some other entity, not the state legislature, that changed the election laws. That is unconstitutional. It was a valid lawsuit. And who the hell are these assholes to say that we don't have standing? Texas doesn't have standing because what the criminals in other states do with their election laws affects everybody when it's a federal election. And here we are without our duly elected president and without our duly elected Senate, I might add. Because the Supreme Court refused to do their job and mitigate the damage of this fraudulent crap going on. And we're not supposed to be pissed off. We're not supposed to go to the Capitol on the 6th and try to give a backbone to the remaining Republicans that might have the courage to do the right thing at the very last 11th hour of all of this horrific, tragic nightmare of the fall of the United States of America. No, we're not allowed to do that. And then you've got these criminals all over the media telling us, people like me that are trying to have the Constitution adhered to belong in a re-education camp and that we ought to be locked up for having free speech. Are you kidding me? What they want us to do, my good friends, is they want an armed, violent rebellion so they can break this country up and the rest of the world can get the spoils of the formerly great United States of America. Do not fall for the bull. Fight at the local level. Fight legally, lawfully, and peacefully for the right thing. Fight at every level, but it has to start at your local level. You want to get on your school board. You want to get in your city council. You want to get in your county board of supervisors. You want to be a precinct committee chairman. You want to be paying attention to your state senator and your state representative. Know who these people are. Know how they vote. Know why they're in office. Challenge them if you're in a position to do such a thing. And now is the time to start supporting America First candidates to run in the primary against Democrats and rhinos right now. There's no time to waste. It's already mid-February 2021. There's an election in 2022. The primary always precedes the general by, you know, X amount of months, 6 months in some time. So that leaves just about a year for us to get a good candidate against a shithead that's in there now. And I don't care which one it is. Everybody rails on about how good Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz are. Let me tell you what. They're so good, we're in this position. We need to get people that are willing to stand up for what's right. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Now, she made a bunch of mistakes. She's already capitulated in some things. In my view, she should have been stronger than she was. Because why? They're going to strip her of her committee assignments, whether or not she said the right things or not. Whatever she said when she said it, if she meant it, she should stick by it, even if she was wrong. What the hell is she going to lose? The answer is nothing. If she doesn't do what I just said, she loses respect from those of us that know what's right. So, absolutely ridiculous stuff. Lisa Daly says we're owned by six corporations. Lisa Kelly says, my 29-year-old son is a law, captain in the Air Force and flies B-1 bomber. He flew his B-1 bomber over the Super Bowl. That is really cool. God bless him. And, you know, I painted the entire military and police force with a broad brush tonight. And I did that possibly inaccurately, but to make a point that our Constitution is under horrible assault from within and without, both right now. And that a goddamn person that took that oath to protect and defend the Constitution is doing the freaking thing about it. And that pisses me off. We have a bunch of damn bureaucrats run the military. And most everybody's just an order follower. And they're not paying attention whether the order is constitutional or not. Or they break it up in such a way that you can't specifically say this was an unconstitutional order. We're in deep shit, you guys. I always thought that if it ever came to what we have right now, our military would save our butt. And I was wrong about that. Then I always said, well, 13 million former military and former police surely isn't going to let this happen. Guess what? Not only are they going to let it happen, they did let it happen. And those of you that think there's some magic shit going to happen that's going to reverse all this stuff, will you wake the hell up? The enemy has taken our country. We've allowed it with our mass ignorance, stupidity, and servile. Oh, let me put the mask on. Oh, yeah, jab me a couple times with that Emba thing, man. Give me the Emba. Give me two Embas. Shove a swab up my ass. Let me put six masks on. That, believe me, the founding fathers, they were alive right now. They'd say, well, what the hell? You can't, these people don't want to be free. You can't make people want to be free. If you want to be a slave, what the hell? You know, what can you do about it? So we've allowed them to remove our president illegally and unlawfully, a president that probably won 45 states. If let me just say this. There's no way to prove it or disprove it. I just want to say it. If the election were held and only people that were eligible to vote voted, and we did it on paper ballots and they were hand-counted, Donald Trump would have won 45 states. And everybody knows that's true. That's why everywhere else in the world, they have voter ID. Everyone else in the world all just about use paper ballots, except for all the dictatorships. They hand count their paper ballots because they want their elections to mean something. But of course, here in the United States of America, we're bullshitted by the media to say that, oh, it's okay. It's okay to have electronic voting machines. Oh, that's wonderful. Look how efficient it is. Oh, and we got the COVID scare, so you can't go to the polls and vote. Surely you do. We'll just mail everybody and three for their dog and four for their mouse and six for their illegal alien neighbor ballots. And then, like here in the state of Arizona, we'll collect those ballots before they're even mailed out. Think about that one for a minute. Yeah, so, you know, when all this is going on, in a republic, you only have one voice. That's you only have one massive power, and that's the power of the vote. Because when we vote for somebody, we delegate all the power that's given government to that person we voted for. That's how a republic works. We have representatives. And then we sit back. We cede that power to them, and then we allow them to act on our behalf for a certain period of time. If they do a good job, we ask them to do that again. This is how it's supposed to work. Instead, we have a bunch of people that don't pay any attention to anything but a stupid-ass media, and they keep re-electing the same jerks that screw us in the ass every time, time and time and time again. And then that's how we end up with an upside-down American flag. We're in total distress. were being taken over. So I've heard people say on some hosts on, you know, Band.video say, direct democracy is the answer, Gerald Celente says. Well, I love Gerald Celente. He's a patriot. He's a good soul. He's an absolute political moron when it comes to poli-sci. I'm sorry, Gerald. It's true. You're a dumbass. Direct democracy is not the answer to the problem in the United States of America. Far from it. Direct democracy is what killed the Roman Empire. Direct democracy is, you know, five wolves and four chickens voting, popular vote, what's for dinner? You think the chickens are going to win that one? You know, direct democracy is not the answer. We have a representative republic, a unique representative republic where each state has some power so that the majority can't run over the rights of the minority. And that's what happens in direct democracy, Gerald Celente. I'm sorry, you're wrong about that. You know, Wyoming has two senators and one representative in the House. Well, that speaking of which, that representative in the state of Wyoming is getting ready to be changed out. Bye-bye, Liz Cheney, you traitorous bitch. It gives me much pleasure to use Wyoming as an example of, in this talk about how a republic's supposed to work because of current events mixed with historical perspective. So Wyoming has two United States senators, and so does the state of California. Now, the population of California is what? Anybody know? 75 million people, possibly, maybe more. And the population of Wyoming is what, 800,000? So the 800,000 people in Wyoming, by virtue of our republic, get two senators. That's one senator for every 400,000 people. In California, they get one senator for every 40 million people. So if you want better representation in the United States Senate, the lesson is move from California to Wyoming, and you will have much more political clout as the individual. So there's nothing egalitarian about that now, is there? And, you know, the French Revolution is what I see. All right. So I'm doubling the population of California. It's only 40 million. So that's 20 million to roughly 400,000, or let's say 500,000, because then you have a ratio of 40 to 1. So you have 40 times the voice in your Wyoming Senate as an individual than a Californian has. But you have roughly the same amount of representation in the House, the more democratic branch of the Congress. So I guess the point is the founders tried to do the checks and balances and break up the balance of power so that no one in our government got too powerful. And now that we have a media that hides the truth and flat out lies, and only favors one side, the totalitarian side of the political spectrum, we now find ourselves in a place where absolute criminal traitors have taken over every branch of our government and all the bureaucracy that's been created by our government, by the Congress and other means. And this is a process that's been slow rolling for 150 years and fast rolling for the last 20. So how are we going to change that with one man named Donald J. Trump? The answer is he got drummed out of office and the office stolen from him because the criminality is that ridiculously high in this country. And we're all sitting back with the idea that we have free speech and live in a free country. Well, that hasn't been the case for an awfully long time. You know, 20, more than 25 years ago, I worked with a guy named Harry. And Harry had an old 66 Chevrolet pickup truck, I think it was. And he had a homemade wooden tailgate on it. And very artfully routed and burned into the back was the saying, America. A gang of criminals exploits a mass of fools and cowards. And I thought, wow, Harry, that's pretty harsh, man. You don't think too much of your American brethren, do you? Like I said, this is 25 years ago, and I thought much more of the American electorate then than I do now. Now, you know, we did reelect Bill Clinton. I think that was probably a true election because nobody really wanted Robert Dole, longtime senator, World War II hero. Very plain spoken establishment type Republican. Nobody really wanted him. He wasn't as fun as Bill Clinton, after all. You wouldn't catch Bob Dole getting a blowjob in the White House, that's for sure. So, you know, we wanted to have a more fun president, so we kept Bill Clinton. You know, Arizona, we didn't vote for Bob Dole. We picked Bill Clinton, 1996. You know, everybody thinks Arizona's so freaking conservative and such a red state. Well, you know, we've had governors like Raul Castro, Bruce Babbitt, Janet Napolitano. These have all been governors of the state of Arizona. And these people are unbelievably left. And many of them were elected before there was massive voter fraud. So getting back to Harry and his tailgate, I would say I think he was a little harsh, but not nearly as harsh as I thought it was going to be, I guess is my point. So America, a gang of criminals, exploits and rules a mass of fools and cowards. Sad state of affairs. That's why the flag's upside down. That flag is upside down because all the willing mask wearers and all the people willing to take the experimental mutagen and clamor for it. Put me first in line. Right? Sad. So sad. This is how they were able to steal the election from Donald Trump, because people are followers and not leaders. We Americans are a mass of fools and cowards who don't take the time to know our own history and know the truth from fiction. We don't take the time. Most of us are good people. We're just trying to take care of our families and do the right thing from day by day. We don't realize that liberty and freedom is under assault 24/7, 365 by the people that, like Bill Gates, who would love to rule your life on a cellular level. And that's not an exaggeration. Why? But JD, why do people like Bill Gates want such a thing? Look at Bill Gates. He was a spoiled rich kid who was teased all the way through school. This is the revenge. It really is that psychologically simple with these people that want all this power over you. Somebody that is well-adjusted in their life and secure in their spiritual being doesn't want power over someone else. They don't have to have that. They don't have to tell other people what the hell to do with their lives in order to feel good about themselves. You guys know what I'm talking about, because my audience is the type of people that have self-confidence, have self-worth. Why? Probably because they're connected to the Creator and they have values that align with the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rule and these kinds of things that built the United States of America originally. Raise your hand if I'm wrong about you. I think that's who you are. People that listen to me, that's who you are. I'll bet it. I'll bet my life on that. In fact, I probably am. So it's a sad state of affairs because those of us that are on that level of understanding of current events and history are up against a mass of people who have no idea what in the fuck's going on. And I know my language is rough tonight, but I'm tired of kissing anybody's ass. The time for positive action towards taking this country back at the local level, in your city council, in your school board, your precinct committee chairmanship, your state representative, your state senator, your mayors, your county boards of supervisors, and particularly your county sheriffs. Which brings me to one other idea, you guys, that I want to share with you. Many years ago, there was a proposal for charter government. And I was 100% opposed to that. Who needs another layer of government, right? But there was another proposal that didn't get as much press as that one did. Was splitting the county of Maricopa County into two counties. And I was also against that. I said, oh, no, it's just an excuse to have more bureaucrats, you know. And on one level, that's true. But let me just say something about that. If you look at all the other states in the East and the Midwest, they have like 200, 300, 400 counties in each state. Let me tell you why that's a good thing. Because county level is where elections are adjudicated, adjudicated. If you got a Dominion machine, you're adjudicating 100% of the votes, right? With a 66% flip rate, right? I digress. But anyways, what I'm talking about is, you know, in many cases, there's 10 or 15,000 votes you're dealing with. How manageable is that? And then juxtapose that to a county like Maricopa County or LA County. God knows how many people, how many votes are you dealing with in LA County, because they're the number one jurisdiction over voting in the country, the biggest jurisdiction. The second biggest is Maricopa County in the formerly great state of Arizona. Now, Maricopa County, you're looking at, 5 million people, potentially 3.5 million votes. That's not very manageable. Oh, we better get that computerized Dominion system in here to help us manage that. There's your solution, right? No, the solution is break up Maricopa County into 20 different counties. Then you have election boards taking a little piece of that 3.5 million and dealing with 20,000-25,000 votes. And if you get a team of, 30 or 40 people, you can make sure, particularly if you have paper ballots, you can manage that many ballots and have very, very little fraud sneak through that system. So I now advocate for taking every large county with a population, let's say over 50,000, we need to institute a policy of splitting that county up so that when vote time comes, no voting, no county has to deal with more than like 25, 30,000 votes. That way, if there's a question of what happened, an auditing or a recount can happen quickly within the time frame. It's not going to be as easy for these people to hide their fraud. Because, and of course, we have to allow all these processes to be public and have official poll watchers watching everything everybody does from all parties. We have to have voter ID. We have to have paper ballots. We have to have manual counting, no voting machines, none of that stuff that allows all the cheating. And then if you got poll watchers, you can't have people stuffing the ballot box. Of course, we watched all that happen in the last election. We have video of it, but we're not allowed to bring that to court because why? The courts are in on it. But if we break it down to where there's no mass, I'm advocating for we splitting these big counties up. Because also, now we have a sheriff in Maricopa County that's a leftist. We went from Joe Arpaio, arguably a right-wing guy. I would say he's just a, well, I'm not going to say anything bad about Joe Arpaio because I wish we had him back right now, frankly. Because if Joe Arpaio was our sheriff in Maricopa County, the people... The Maricopa County Board of Supervisors that blocked the forensic audit of the Dominion systems in Maricopa County would already be serving a good chunk of their sentences. But we don't have Joe Arpaio. And there's many things, in my opinion, my humble opinion, not to like about Joe Arpaio. But one thing I do like about Joe Arpaio, he would have made sure justice was done or the law was followed, the election laws in Maricopa County were followed. And that's the value of your local sheriff, my good friends. This is another reason to take these huge counties and split them up into many small counties, because then you can elect a sheriff. So if your county next door has a flaming liberal in it, you can counteract that and stick somebody that respects the Constitution in as your county sheriff in your county, such as the situation we have over Pinal County. We have Sheriff Lamb. Is that Lamb? Am I right on that, Mr. Producer? Mark Lamb, I think, is the the Pinal County Sheriff. This guy is a guy that I might move to Pinal County just because he's a sheriff. That's how serious I want you to take your local sheriff's office is so important. And the size of your county, not the physical size, but the population of your county. We need to form committees to take these huge counties and break them up so we have control over our election system. That's one way we can fight the fraud, is having small counties. And you know, the bureaucrats will love it because that opens up much more opportunity for all these political positions and all these new counties I'm talking about. Yes, I would be in favor of having many more politicians, if you will, on the county level. If we could break up these huge cabals, like these counties that have massive, massive millions of people in them. No, that shouldn't be. Shouldn't be like that. If you have to have several counties within a city, that's fine. Because the county is the level that the individual has an executive that enforces the law that is an elected official. Yes, he's police officer number one, but isn't that kind of like a president too? It sort of is, not in a political sense, but in a law enforcement sense, you have a chief executive officer that can enforce the law. The sheriff of a county is a very, very important political post, maybe the most important political post, because basically the policy of the sheriff of the county, as far as what laws get enforced and what laws don't get enforced, particularly if you don't live in a city jurisdiction, that basically has the most effect on your life of any politician anywhere. So I want you to think about these things. I want to start a national movement. Any large counties need to be broken down to where we have only small counties everywhere in the United States, particularly in these urban areas, the Phoenix metro area. We'd be better to have 20 counties. All that busted up. Same thing in L.A. County and all the other huge counties, King County in the Seattle area. Oh, my God, there's probably a couple million people living there. And even Pierce County, south of there, needs to be broken up. Then we could have more sheriffs and therefore have an elected position in law enforcement. You don't elect your police chief in your town, do you? No, you elect your mayor, and they pick the police chief. But you elect your county sheriff. So I want you to know that that's super important. Many of you know this is super important. I just want to bring that to the forefront, that our counties like Maricopa County and LA County are way, way, way too big, and how important the sheriff's offices are, and how important it is to have your county board of supervisors have decent people in there. Like the D-man who was on with us earlier said, we absolutely have to look out for our local politics, because the stinking, rotten federals, the people in the federal government are going to crap all over us. And then if you have lapdogs in your local jurisdictions, guess what? They're just going to follow suit. So if we get people that have respect for your rights in your local governments, this is how we fight this war. We have local governments ran by people with respect for God, country, family, the Bible, the Ten Commandments, the Golden Rule, you know, the things that America was founded on. You elect people in your communities that have respect for those fundamental things that come from the Almighty. We will win this war against the dirty, stinking, rotten, criminal, pedophile assholes that have taken control of our lives by kowtowing to the globalist cabal that really wants to depopulate the planet Earth and replace us with AI and all that kind of stuff. Yes, that's real. They're concentrating all of us in cities to, Agenda 2030. That's why you see all these high-rise buildings springing up next to these light rails. They don't want you to have a car. They don't want you to have a house. And the younger generations are for that because they don't want to be tied down by being a homeowner. What if 2 weeks from now, they live in LA and 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks later, they get a job offer in Dallas. They're going to give their apartment notice and they're going to, take a bus over to Dallas and live in an apartment over there. They don't need a car. They don't need a house. They don't need a car. See, it's starting on the second generation of people that think like that now. Want to be concentrated in these urban areas where, they've got control of everything you do. You've got limited movement. You got limited, and you live vertically. Well, I'll tell you what, as a Westerner all my life, I take offense to that line of thinking. And the more acres I've got under my belt, the better off I feel. And the further away my neighbor is, not that I don't like people, but if I can't see my neighbor, that makes me a happy camper. Because when it comes time to see my neighbor, I want all my neighbors to come over. But then when they all go home, I don't even want to know where to go, But seriously, the value in individual property rights and these things get kind of lost and convoluted in this vertical, in this vertical living scenario that we see happening in our cities, even in the traditionally Western and wide open places, is still happening. It's like everybody's concentrating into these clumps, much more easily controllable, my folks, my friends. So anyway, I guess the point is, if we pay attention to our local politics, we kind of have a chance. Because the good news is, people are waking up to how ridiculous this globalist crap is. People are saying, wait a minute. Let me play a little clip from Paul Joseph Watson real quick. Check this out.
Ladies and gentlemen of Great Britain, I'm so...
Let me share that with you real quick so you can see it on the screen. We're going to run a couple minutes over here. Not too much, but I'm going to show you this from smart alecky report from Paul Joseph Watson here. Here he goes.
So excited right now. Have you heard the news? Our hard-won freedoms are about to be restored. Lockdown is coming to an end. Finally, the vitality, the variety, the hope of how life was before the pandemic is returning. Next month, maybe the government. I just can't believe it. The government is going to allow us to sit down on a park bench with another person. I know, I can't believe it either. Adults will be allowed to sit down outdoors for a coffee or on a park bench with one friend or with members of their own family, a slight relaxation of the current rule, which permits outdoor meetings only while standing up. I can't emphasize enough how big this is. They're letting us sit down. Thank you, Big Brother. Thank you, Sage. I just can't express how truly grateful I am. I mean, I can totally forgive them now for that threat of imposing a 10-year jail sentence for going on holiday when this is the gift they give us. Finally, all those people who made hard sacrifices are being rewarded. Oh, I would have never even considered sitting on a park bench with my friend while the government told me it wasn't allowed. For the last 3 months, I've been very careful to remain standing while having a socially distanced conversation with my neighbor. But now the world's my oyster. Who knows, maybe in 6 months or so, maybe they'll allow us to sit outside a pub, maybe even drink a beer. That's probably too dangerous, though. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Let's not get too overexcited. Let's not get too demanding. Let's just be graciously relieved that next month, maybe the government is letting us sit on a park bench. Meanwhile, I'll leave you with this video, which shows a teacher highlighting the COVID safe measures that have been introduced to allow pupils to return to school.
All right, Mr. Richardson, I just have a question for the school board. I'm wondering, this is my classroom. I have a rather large classroom compared to the other classrooms in our building, but I have 28 desks in here right now. If we go back 5 days a week, I'll have 30 or 32 with the kids coming back from virtual. This is the middle seat of the back row of my classroom. This is their view of the board. So I'm just wondering.
I seem to have lost my audio. So this will be the end of the show, but stick around for the rest of the video.
28 desks set up to where school board members could sit in them and see what this was really going to be like. Because I'm still trying to figure out how in between my classes am I supposed to disinfect, how I'm supposed to hear my students when they're in the back of the room wearing a mask behind all this plexiglass.
Live in a pod, work in a pod, get re-educated in a pod. Totally normal and not like something out of a dystopian nightmare at all. Remember to hit subscribe. More videos coming soon.
All right, my good friends. Thank you so much for joining me on this February 14th, Valentine's Day, 2021, for this edition of Article 5 Live. I've seemed to have lost my camera, so I'm going to leave you, and I'm going to bid you a appropriate thank you for being here tonight, my good friends. Thanks for listening to my rant. Thanks to our good friend, the D-Man, for making another appearance on Article 5 Live here on all the Facebook channels and Twitch. And I'm still on Twitter and D-Live and all that good stuff. I so much appreciate your listenership. May God continue to bless you, your family, and our righteously elected President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. We now have Chairman Biden in temporary control of things. Let's get busy on our local level and see what we can do about these, my good friends. God bless you. God love you and your family. We'll see you next week here on the best 90 minutes in digital media, Article 5 Live. Until then, God bless. I salute each and every one of you, and thanks for being there. Good night, and we'll see you. Happy Valentine's Day.